I'm with Pete Wood at the Centre for Creative Collaboration in Islington, and he's the Design Spark Community Manager, and we are at the Open Hardware User Group, first meeting of the Raspberry Pi Group. They meet regularly, but this is their first Raspberry Pi meeting, and Pete, you've got something special with you to show us.
Here I have a Raspberry Pi, and this is one of very few in the country, in fact, and I'm lucky to have one. I work for RS Components, and RS Components has a engineering community called Design Spark, for which I am the community manager for. We've got nearly 85,000 engineers who will come on our site, and Raspberry Pi is... been featured on it quite a lot recently. RS is one of the two distributors in the world to actually have this product, and it's now on general sale. There's a long waiting list for these things. In a nutshell, this is basically a £22 computer. It has a Linux operating system. As you can see, it's just a bare board. What you need to do is you need to add a keyboard and a mouse and a little power supply, which is just like from your mobile phone, and you hook it up to your TV, either via the HDMI connector here or via the analog input. And you're away, basically. And just like back in the 1980s when I was learning computing, what you can do is you can explore the world of programming. So the problem with today is that your Wii's and your Xboxes and all of these consoles don't allow you to actually... learn how computers work. So what the Raspberry Pi allows you to do is you can actually explore, you know, a computer at the raw basics of it all. So what you can do is once you power it up, you can take some programming code that you either write yourself or you take from a book or a magazine, and you can write a few little programs in order to make a game, design a game, or a short routine that will display text, etc. The old Hello World, if you want to, back in from the 1980s. You know, and this is kind of the whole, you know, bringing back for children in today to learn about, you know, computer programming, and not just about Excel and Word, and you know, we want to take it to the, you know, to the next level. So really, this is what the Pi is all about. It's all about you discovering computing at the grassroots level, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, we had a couple of people talking here about. How many orders you had? Can you tell us how many orders you had, and when are realistic maybe places when we're going to get them all?
So it's been a very popular product. The Raspberry Pi Foundation, I've been working with some time, and they initially thought that they'd probably sell about 10,000 boards. So launch day was back in February this year, and we had about 100,000 hits an hour to our website, and it downed our website. It was that popular. We currently have over 250,000 people on the waiting list for one of these. So that's how popular it is. It's been phenomenally successful.
Can you tell us a bit about the sort of education bit that you're involved with in the Raspberry Pi Foundation?
Yeah, so RS, a bit like Raspberry Pi themselves, you know, there is a decline in electronics engineering, a decline in computer sciences for students, etc. It's really worrying. You know, the Chinese guys are in the opposite direction. You know, they're growing their graduate base. You know, and if we're not careful, what's going to happen is that engineering, electronics, etc., it's going to disappear from the UK. So this little Pi here is one of the things that might hopefully be the saviour. What we want to do is get kids today interested in technology at the right programming level, get them hooked. And so that, you know, we can produce the computer developers of tomorrow, the electronics engineers of tomorrow. You know, let's keep some of this here in this country. You know, it's, you know, we're a hive of activity from the 1980s where, you know, this all started with BBC Micros and Commodore 64s and ZX Spectrums, and then it all took a big tail off back when all these games consoles arrived. You know, let's bring that back, you know, and this is definitely correlated with the fact that, you know, we've seen a decline in students in all these subjects, you know, since, you know, we've been handed technology, mobile phones, everyone knows how to use them, but people don't really understand how they actually work, and that's what these things are all about.
And where can people sign up to eventually get their Pi?
So if you come on to Design Spark or RS Components, we have a Raspberry Pi web shop, and you can leave your details there and we'll put you in line in the queue. And with any luck, we're actually manufacturing these on the license, so you might have one by Christmas. You know, they're that popular. So, you know.
I think it's quite good, actually, because the curriculum, the computer science curriculum, is in flux. It is changing. And by that time, a lot of more things will be sorted out. A lot of people are thinking about making packs. I know a couple of people in the Pi Foundation are making packs for teachers, but a lot of people from the ground up are also thinking about making projects.
Yeah, so, you know, in addition to having the Pi and just learning how to program it, you know, there's a lot more you can do with this thing. So what we want to try and encourage is these little set of pins here. They're called GPIO pins, and this gives you access to the processor and all its features and functions. So what actually people are doing now is they're designing little add-on boards that you can clip on, and you can run hardware applications. So you can build yourself, I don't know, some kind of data logger to test the temperature in your bedroom or your greenhouse or the light level, or, you know, you can hook this thing up to the internet. You can control it over the internet. There's a whole host of things you can do. You know, at a very basic level, you can either just flash some LEDs, or you could actually connect this up to the GSM network or the internet and do some very sophisticated things. You know, the beautiful thing about the Pi is that, you know, you can do many things with it at any level of ability.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.